That's what Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda says. Kosher. So Rashi says kosher. Even the bigger chiddush. If both of them are shluchim, then it's kosher, even though they don't say anything. And the reason is why Rashi says the lechada shluchim meimor. If one shliach brings it, that's the takoni he has to say before an echtov. But tavayu, when two shluchim bring it, the lechada shluchim meimor tavayu. Why one has to say both echtov and echtam. The lechlofu bekiyam shtoros yam. We shouldn't make mistakes with other kiyam shtoros to say it's kosher with one aid. But if two come, it's kosher. The ksava shnayim shaviyu get and tzrichim loyma. If two bring a get, he doesn't have to say anything. The time of mishum shayin edim mitzvim mekayim loy. Har edim mitzvim mekayim loy. Because lemaisa the edim here to mekayim the get. So if two shluchim came and brought the get, you do not have to say before an echtus. So what says Alma? What do we see? Alma ksava. We see what Shmuel holds. If two shluchim, two people bring the get from Medina Sayyam, the other side, from Chutz Loretz, is a tzrichin sheyomu b'foneinu nechtam b'foneinu nechtam. They do not have to say b'foneinu nechtam b'foneinu nechtam. We don't need it.
So,
nothing, not to say anything. No, not to say anything. Not to say, we'll still see. So Pasha b'elan like Rava. That the only reason why you need before an echtav is to have Eidim to Mekayim in order to be able to Mekayim the Shtar. Because we're afraid nobody will recognize the signatures. So therefore we want the Shliach to be Mekayim it. But when two people bring it, they're Eidim. So later on, if there's any problems about the get, these two Shluchim must still be there, and they'll be Mekayim the get later. So right now we don't have to say anything.
They didn't see it signed or
no, but we'll say Akashia. But not Mishmo, just to recognize the signatures. If they would recognize the signatures, then we know it's not forged. That's enough.
They recognize the
right. So must probably recognize if they came from that city we take on, they recognize the signatures. So if the main purpose for the Shliach to say before the Nichtav is that we should have the signatures okayed, so when two people bring it, they could okay the signatures, that's enough. So Mar says, Omalei Abai, Abai says back to Shmuel, Omalei Abai, Abai says back. And the Mayat is so, Sefer the Tony, the Sefer of our Mishnah that says, Shnayim Oimim Mifneinu Nichtav. Two shluchim, two people said, we saw it written in front of us. The Yechud Oimim Mifneinu Nichtav. And the third person says, he saw it signed. Posel. It's Posel. We have Yehuda Machshir, and in the Mishnah, the Machlekes of Yehuda says it's Kosher. So Mar says, Taima, what's the reason in the Mishnah? And our mission then has to be talking about for sure that the two are not shluchim. There's only one that's a shliach. So one said before an echtav, and the second person said along with the most before an echtav. And then the third person said before an echtav. So that's the machlokes of the Tanakhama says it's possible. It's very good why it's possible. Because the shliach that bred it only said before an echtav, that's all. So that's possible. We need the shliach to say both. So the question is though, why does Yehuda say it's kosher though? There's only one shliach, and the shliach only said here, so why is it good? So where is the kosher? So, the time of the year not get yetzim da metakashadei shneim. Ho get yetzim metakashadei shneim machshirin. It would be kosher, machshir abonah, but it says kosher, omelayin, yes. It's true, it would be kosher. If two people would be bringing it, two people would be shluchim, it would be kosher. So then the Gemara asks, if he ain't get yotzei medachas shnei shneihem, says so, where is the machlokes in our Mishnah when the two for that first said before an echtov, they're not both shluchim, only one of them is a shliach. If so, but my pligi, what's the svar that in the Yehuda, what does Yehuda say it's kosher? If there's only one shliach and the shliach does not say the whole thing, he only says before an echtov, so why is it kosher? True, you have a second edech that says before an echtov, but that's no good. There's a special takana, we believe the shliach. The shliach has to say both before an echtam, before an echtam. But a second eidechon is not neman. So Gemara says, Ma'asava one holds, Gazrinyan dilma asa lachlufa b'kiyam shtaras b'yalma. I got a rabbonin say, we still have a zeir here. Maybe they'll come to say it's kosher by shtasharas. Afilu b'yedechon. Well, Ma'asava nev yud holds, loy gazrinyan. We don't make a zeir over here. Because over here, the Meister, we have a maid saying the chsima is kosher. We have it before an echtam. Usually we have the gzeira just before an echtam alone is no good because it'll come to osel achlufa b'shashtaros. But over here, since the Meister, we do have somebody saying before an echtav, So they'll know here it's different. So therefore here Rabbi Yehuda holds there's no gzeira mishum mechlufei. Therefore here Rabbi Yehuda believes says the shliach is kosher. Enough. Really, it should be enough over here. The only question is, do you make a gzeira, you come to make mistakes by other key mashtaras or not? Now the Gemara says, Lishna Achlin, another way to say this like this. Lishna Achlin Amrilo, that Omar Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Omar Rav Yechanan. Afilu get yoytze mitachas yidei shneyem, possible. No, that still is possible. Even if two shluchim are bringing the get, still it's possible. Because the case was that when you have two of them, they're both shluchim, and one says the fonei nechtam, and the other one says the fonei nechtam, still it's possible. Even though two bring it, still we need the same person to say both nechtam and nechtam. We can't have half and half. Tomorrow says, if so, Alma we seek, Stavri holds, that Shnayim Shevi will give him a dinner sayom, if two people bring a get, Shrichim Sheyemu, the fonei nechtam, the fonei nechtam. Still we have the takana that the shluchim have to tell the fonei to fonei nechtam. Omle Abayis, Abayis said back, Ilam Yatev, so, Sefer, the Sefer of our Mishnah, the Tana that says, Shnayim are mefonei nechtam, the Yechorim mefonei nechtam, posel, Kabyu de Machshir. So you're telling me now, our feed will get Yoytim Takashide Shnayim, possibly Rabbanim. Even though both of them are shluchim, still the Rabbanim say it's posel, because the Maisa, we don't have the same shliach saying mefonei nechtam, mefonei nechtam. They want to say mefonei nechtam. There's a third person saying mefonei nechtam. So even though two of them are shluchim, but since both of them are not telling us before the nechta, the nechtam is possible. Om Aleyin, yes, it's like it's true. According to the Rabbonin, but even though you have two shluchim, both of them have, or at least one, has to say both before the nechta, then before the nechtam. So Mora says, in, if so, b'maikum mifligis, so what's the machoikis then, you then the Rabbonin, ma sova lefi shem v'kiin l'shmo, that's the one hold, the time is mishum l'shmo. And that's why it's possible. Even though two people bring it, still they have to say before the nechtov. Because even though you have two here, that could be mekayim v'shget, but we don't know if it's written l'shma or not. If you're like rabbis, it's started from l'shma, even when two bring it, still the shliach has to say before the nechtov. The takana was, he has to say both, nechtov and nechtov. Umasav, if you don't know, l'fi shein eidim mitzvim kayamoy. I'll tell you that the reason why we need the Fonei Nechtav is because we're afraid we won't recognize the signatures over here. But here when we have two people bringing the gift, that these two people must probably recognize the signatures, that's enough, then we do not need the Fonei Nechtav. So Mar says, if so, it comes out, Lema, let's say, the Rabbi of a Rabbi Tanoi. It's coming out now that the Machlokes Rabbi Yehudin, the Rabbanon, the Baal Mishnah, is the Machlokes between Rabbi and Rabbi and Rabbi. That's not Mustava. Usually we don't say Amroim argue in what Tanoim argue. Someone says, "Lo, that's not a kasha." I tell you, Rava Mataras Kalishna Kama. Rava that says only al Spikim al Edim Tsuyim Kayomam. See, for sure, has to learn at the first lashon. He has to learn that the shiloh is where only one was a shliach. Because when you have two shluchim, according to Rava, you would not have to say before an nichtav. According to Rava, that's only a shiloh of Edim Mitzvim Kayama to recognize the signatures. Whenever we have two Edim bringing the gift, we have people to recognize the signatures. So you don't have to have anything more. So according to Rava, Pshita, when you have two, you do not need before an nichtav. So the Machlokes in the Mishnah has to be where only one shliach brings it. The Machlokes is, do we make a gzeira up to Shash Teres or not? So Rava's going to have to answer like the first lashon. For Rav Amalok, Rav gets to answer like this, no. The Kula Yalma Bina Lishmo. Everybody agrees to me that Avada, the Takona before the Nechta was, because we need Lishmo. So what's the Machlokes in our Mishnah then? Why does the Tanakhama says when two shluchim bring it, you do not need before the Nechta? Why not? Even though two people bring it, but maybe the get was not written Lishmo. So Gemara says, V'hoch of the Mayasin, all we're talking about over here, Liyacha Shalomdu. Our Mishnah is talking about like we had before, after they learned the halachas. That in Chutzlar, now they know the halachas of Lishma, so there's not a real gezeira anymore that it wasn't written Lishma. Oh, the gezeira Shem Yachs or Adam Vachachula Kamiflagi. And the only reason why we still need the Fonei Nechtav now is that the new gezeira, like we're afraid maybe the Kilka will come back again. Maybe now they'll forget again the halachas in Chutzlar, and they'll forget to write Lishma. So that's why the Chum still wanted us to say the Fonei Nechtav. So this is the Machlokes. The Masa of the Gazrinim, So Tanakama says, yes, we still made Xeri Vilacha Shalomdu, and therefore, and when two bring it, they have to say before Anechtam, before Anechtam. Or Masa Rabbi Yudis says that it's kosher, Loi Gazrin, he holds there's no Xerah. He holds, when two bring it, he holds, you don't need before Anechtam. So Gemara says, if that's the pshat for Lifter Nam Rabbi Yudis Bereisha, and so what does Rabbi Yudis argue with Bereisha? If you're telling me now, Mishnah's talking about Liyaka Shalomdu, after they know the halachas already, if they know the halachas already, so forget about two shluchim. Even when one shluch brings the get, you don't need it anymore. So why does it say that, why is the murder was possible in the ratio? So my answer is, Itmalah, we learned it's true. Itmalah, Amaula, Cholak, Cholak, Rabbi Yudah, Rishayin, it's not true. We learned that Rabbi Yudah argues even Rishayin, Rabbi Yudah holds that Liyaka Shalomdu, after they learned the halachas in Chutzlaritz, you do not need before Anichtav anymore. So Rashi says, the Reisha means, V'yecholem before Anichtav. V'yecholem before Anichtav. Kivun di yotim tachet jidei shneim, l'kai melekin amechus, l'shmo nami yolandu. So what are we afraid about? The Maisa, there are two people there. One said before Anichtav, and one said before Anichtav. So Rashi says that even though we learned before that Rav agrees to Rava, that you have to make sure we could be mekayim the get, that we recognize the signatures, but whenever there are two people here, even though only one says before Anichtav, and one says before Anichtav, but the Maisa, we have two people here, so they both recognize the signature, there's no sign from the Kiyam. Just for Lishma, we have Yudah holds, the Akash Lamda, there's no sign from Lishma. So Yudah argues in the ratio also, that if one Shliach would say before Anichtav, and one would say before Anichtav, that would also be kosher. Alright, turn over. Moshe writer, Moshe Rabbeisha, Moshe Yitzchak, Moshe Rabbeisha Lula, Moshe Yitzchak Shalula. We have Yehuda Machshe Bezu for Loi Bacheres. We learn now that without Yehuda is only Machshe in the second case, not in the Reisha. So my love doesn't mean to say Lamut the Yechalim before Anechtam, Yechalim before Anechtam. Doesn't mean to this Bryce to mean to say Yehuda only argues, but we have two Shluchim. But when you only have one thing before Anechtam, but one thing before Anechtam, he holds his puzzle. So it's not like we're saying. Tomorrow says no, that's not what it meant to say Loi. Lamuta means to exclude before na nechtam, avolay before na nechtav. That the shliach only says before na nechtam, but nobody says before na nechtav, then it's possible. Because Sarka, that the Chamin, I would have thought to say, ho yovolay goz Rav Yehuda, gzei reshem yasdav the kukuloi, since Rav Yehuda doesn't make gzei anymore, that lacha shalomdu, after the times that they know the lach of Lushmon Chutzlorit, there's no more gzeira that we're afraid will come back to the original times. Will they forget the halach is? If so, Dilmas Lechutha became Shtarath Yama B'Yedecha Namin Le'gazer. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda doesn't make the gzeira either not to believe in Eidechot. So maybe if the Eidechot, the Shliach, just said before Anechtam. That's all. He does not say before Anechtam. Maybe it's kosher. Me'ikara didn't really we have before enough days. It should be kosher. Because according to Rava, the main point is we have to have Kiyum Ashtar, and the Rabbanim believe the one Shliach. So really it would be enough just to say before Anechtav. The reason why we need before Anechtav, the reason why we need before Anechtav also, the Gemara says, is to make Gzeira, you shouldn't come to rely on an Eidech of the other Shtaros. It's only a special economy, Shemaguna, by Gittin they will matter, but not by Shah Shtaros. So to make this difference, they made us that you have to say also before Anechtav. So I would have thought to say, since Rabbi Yehuda doesn't make the Gzeira of Shem Yasad of the Kukuloi, maybe Rabbi Yehuda would also believe the Shliach if he just says before Anechtam, and we don't make Gzeira to Shashtaris, Kamashmala know that this much he does make Gzeira. If you only have one Shliach, and the Shliach only says before Anechtam, even though really it should be kosher, this Rabbi Yehuda agrees is possible because it's Gzeira to Shashtaris. If you believe the Eidechot here by get, people come to say, just like you believe in the Shliach and Eidechot here, believe them all over. So that's why he agrees we have to make a takana to show that it's different here, and that's why here the Shliach has to say before Anechtav. If he just says before Anechtav, this Reb Yehuda agrees that's possible. Itmanam, we also learn like this. Omer Reb Yehuda, Shnayim Sheviyo Gevim Digas Hayom, two people bring a get from Digas Hayom. It comes to Makhoyka Sebudu Rabbonin. When two bring it, you need before Anechtav or not. So here's according to the second Lashon that Yehuda holds. When you have two, you do not need before Anechtav. Before Anechtav. Rabbo Barba Chona Cholish. Rabbo Chona got sick. Oyola Gabba Rabbi Yehuda Rabbo Lishlu Yadei. So Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbo went to visit him in Lakacholah.
And boy, me, they asked him this question. Shnayim shev you'll get Medina Sayom when two shluchim bring the get. From Medina Sayom, what's the locha? Tzrichin sheyerm b'fon eino nechtam b'fon eino nechtam oy ein tzrichin. Do they have to stay b'fon eino nechtam? Is it that the con is still or not? Omalhem, he answered back, ain't tzrichin. You do not need this takonim anymore. You don't need it. Why? Ma'ilu yomru b'faneinu girsha milam hemna. Like they're like two edim now. If they have a migul, they could just come and tell us that they know she's megareshes. So we believe them. So with two edim, we don't have any problems. You don't need the takonim. Gemara says, Adahoch, in the meantime, osi chavroi,